Well, AT&amp;T made its greatest growth during the Kennedy Johnson administration. That one became a giant conglomerate. Okay. With regard to the other name, FBI, what's the deal? Right, good. Well, that last sentence, that was very important. Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah. Well, the point is though, that AT&amp;T puts up tests, the fight is in the girl would say, well, now wait a minute, these are not our tests for the Titel test. Well, what about, I know the Duro isn't using the retaining control there now. Yeah. 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 They let AT&amp;T go then. They will. Why are they backing off? Get it confused. Yeah. The client. Yeah. All right. Well, they should. Well, they wanted just to show that like last week, the beer going out was essential. That's what broke, kept this week from being a disaster. So right now, they ought to put out their own test saying that they have an expert that said it's untrue, and then just confuse the bejesus of it. Yeah. Good. Good. All right. Good. Yeah. Oh, God. Well, now the others should just start to try to have a showdown. Scott and Boy are going to really get caught up with these ones. Don't let these ones play his name. Why in the hell doesn't Mitchell get all of these ones? But this one is basically, he's not against this in a sense, but he is a part of it. He's a Democrat. I didn't notice that. They brought that up again. Yeah. Well, now does that apply for just presidential and not the, Now all this is equal timing. Do you think somebody's going to ask me about debating then today? Okay, because they're going to have more than one candidate, aren't they? So this doesn't limit it to two candidates. Yeah. Is that what they think provides? Yeah, the bastards are just trying to bail out their money. Yeah. How about keep going? Yeah. The last thing to do is just play a tough game. They want to do a beat to let people squeal a little while and that stuff. Suppose in this case they just need to so we'll find a way to write a hell of a message. Yeah. Yeah. Get that somebody to start getting up a good beat to a message. Okay? Because we should get that one sustained, wouldn't we? Fine. How do you think we came up with the meaning that fit so far? Did they carry the all three networks, according to Holden, and carry my audio, so we got that little pitch. That was the best way to do it, wasn't it, rather than make a speech. Yeah. I don't know whether it comes across very good just being out there for the cameras on it, so that we read some of the reporters and what the hell. Probably all right. Sure, they get them out far all the way. We've got to keep that tool out. If you don't keep on it, I put this to him. I said, I'm about to take a whip on this. I gave you two or three other brief things. First, get your people around the country to write some scathing and effective letters to the editors of Time and newspapers putting this on the cover. I think that's very important. Second, I think some scathing letters should go to the networks. And just regard remember, I believe these things have more effect than others do, and I think they ought to get them, you know. There's about the unfairness of their handling of the busing and so forth, you know. But what I meant is that the raising hell of the networks thing should start now, Chuck, but not in November. See, this is too late. Now, is anybody on top of that? All right, maybe. All right, calls should be made, raising hell, letters should be written, you know, getting our top people to talk to you. Yeah. Right. But now the time of Newsweek, about 100. Maybe 20 on your third letter, letter to the editors, it's a question of proof. I mean, a charge is made and no proof. I mean, and just say this is typical of a publication, in the case of Tom, of a publication that would be taken in by the Irving hopes that they would be taken in for this. I write something like that. Have a statement made by that. Have somebody attack Time or anyone on the cover. Let anybody do that. Say, typical of a publication, very publication that would have been taken in by the Irving hopes that they would be taken in by that. Okay? Well, you know, I don't assume anything on that. That would just be a bonanza. But let me, and I'm all forward to doing it, but just assume that you'd be worse off if you weren't doing it, whatever happens. We've done the best we can. And either Beard will do well, and let's create some doubts about the damn document. I would fight, that's right. I know, exactly the same way. On the other hand, I do know that when we get into these things, that we've got to always keep our balance, remembering the fact that if we don't, that the world is going to end. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Major effect from my own checking is in California. There's a brother's off there in San Diego, and our strength there is, and it's just because it's just one of those little aura they create. We just continue to get smear. Well, would you get the word to 100 congressmen, senators, and Republicans, I start talking about smear, they file a bill. Do you know what I mean? Right, all right. Just get the whips to pass the word on. Okay? Get the whip, say, look, you say smear, and then start saying it, start raising hell. Have a little fun with these people. Well, I must say that I think that on the main thing, you know, we've got that son of a gun, we're gonna keep him right there where it is. Of course, the networks have to run it, because unfortunately, the main did this, picked this day, the day that we had a bad CPI. But the CPI went all that bad, actually, but, you know, without that network, it appears it was the second, you know, the worst thing that ever happened. You know, we've had 5 tenths of a percent many times, you know. That's how it is. So there, CPI, who is it? All right. Tell, I want you to tell Schultz this. Sure, they're leaking it. They're leaking it to everybody but us. We still got more over there. That son of a bitch is gone, I'll tell you. We've got a lot of things that are gonna go the day after, remember the bit, but he's gonna be out of there. Just sorry we can't throw our opponents out with him. We've been acting. Everybody tells me Conley did very well. Yeah, they said he just knocked their brains up. We're on the offensive on the issue of it.
Anything else of interest today?
Okay. Yeah, is there anything you were planning on ever drawing? I think we want to go on 5/11. I just wanted to try to see what the way. Hi, Ryan. I want to come over to the last minute. I think I'm pretty well aware of what we're going to do today. I saw Ken's last night.
Right. Do you think they maybe should touch some of the garden there?
I think there's a possibility of getting it.
I don't mind that. I don't mind.
The reason for that is on the front page of the paper. Sure. Statistics for the moral average of the game. Tommy did a good job this morning. Bertram took over this day's show.
Yeah, I know he would. It was a good one-two punch. You see, we always
share that.
We've run so long, something.
And this is today's show, so he'll be moving along on the wires.
He'll be surprised. Oh, come on, Brad. That's big. What kind of an attitude do you want me to say? He's gracious, charming, soft.
No.
I don't think you want to be rather firm.
I think the posture you've been handling the way in the past is the best posture. In other words, not
many people think not look too soft. Not agree.
Well, I don't think you should be soft. I think you should.
People.
I don't
people
think
say why don't I get as tough as Conley is right now.
Well, I think
the question.
Conley is a beauty to never let them feel. You never let them feel. Conley's a master. Let them feel that they get it to you, or in any way.
Oh, well, that.
I think a posture of firmness and directness is a good one. But not to the degree that in any way they can draw the impression that you're angry with them or you're upset with them.
Right.
I think that's the best way. Never from the standpoint trying to be.
Last time, when they were pretty nasty, I don't think we gained anything by being nice to them.
Put them down. That one question came. Smiles that you smile. Take that point. And then a couple times you were very firm. They get the message back. You will be, I think, attempting to sense concern on your part about me. Attack on the economy. Campbell Humphrey's out today. All the guys are out today calling for the economic program. Disaster in the past.
pay for it, impose scandalous, there should be a congressional investigation, or this typical charges. Mansfield saying that the findings will be voted on in the Senate Judiciary Committee votes again. They'll be looking to detect any presidential concern about these things. And,
Klein did the lower today, huh?
Stein?
Yes, he did, on the economy.
I think he did all right. A weak statement, I think. It's not a weak statement, perhaps true, but not a very believable statement is, if you put aside food pricing, and everything is going good, that's good from a standard of
the technical argument about food prices.
That's right. But,
and the pay price commission is looking into them in April.
That's right.
And we're going to see if they come down.
And as Conley said today, you know, watching.
But the rest of the prices are doing very well.
That's right. Instead of saying, as he did, which played fairly high, I'm not being critical of what you asked.
No, I want to
know. If the spokesman says, if you put food prices aside, then what comes out is what the economic advisors say, putting food prices aside, things look optimistic. Well, when that gets out into the news flow, then people say, what do you mean putting food prices aside? How can you do that?
They can screw about it this month. We'll probably start coming down and then they're going to screw about everything.
Sure.
A lot of people ought to. God, that Humphrey's all over the lot there.
Right.
A little bit of other bit, you know.
Mean the people of that productivity.
Good. I'll say, well, that's the reason we need to want to vote for
it. Even though justice is a different New York Banks Committee, First National Board of Enforcement, up there. The question might come on the vice president today because he said
Yeah.
I don't think we're pressing the debate today, but if they do, if they raise it, it seems to be the position you were elected 4 years ago, if you are proceeding for policies that you think are the best interest of the American people. Now, there are a lot of people who want your job, who like to be president, and you haven't seen any problem. You haven't seen that they've had any problem getting their point of view out or expressing themselves on this.
Now let's get back to the debate on it.
Well, that debate can be good.
I don't think it's talking that much. That's just to say, I'm not comment on the political category. I'm not comment on that.
Well, that has to do with elections, gentlemen. That has to do with the Senate election. I'm not going to get into that.
Sure.
I'm not going to make any
comments on that. I'm not comment on that. That's right. See, I can say I'm not making any political speeches, partisan speeches. I'm not entering any partisan political questions in any press conference until after the convention. That's my position. I'm going to ask Cory Wong about that.
I think that's going to be a little bit different. Because if you say anything you would say on the debate question,
would be a blown up debate. Sure. Any Democratic candidate runs around with it. Will today or won't today. I think the whole thing is building that wall and that thing protects us from an awful lot of stuff. Also, you see, that's going to have to answer. I'm going to have to answer about it. A whole lot of stuff. Try to report it. Get the Russian to.
Well, it's beginning, Bill, primarily from the standpoint of starting to get other questions about how it goes. And there have been some fiddling around on the salt. This is not in relation to the substance. The president had a point on the press. The Soviet question would go to visiting in other countries when you're landing.
But we don't know yet.
Other countries and also other cities, SALT agreement, other trade initiatives
that result in that. Very cool.
Is it that information SALT other than that? Goes there because before you can predict any of that, there's a lot of hard negotiating that has to take place.
What is, now can I stay on planning and do cover that question?
Planning it, I've expressed your confidence when the eagle to attack. I did not talk about the IDT thing because McLaren is planning to work. Chile, State Department is happening.
Chile is planning it now?
No, but I'm just. Justice Department is in the way.
Alright.
No need to touch it.
Right. I would burn our ass on it.
Is that,
keep him one step away from it, just burn his reputation. But I always do that. I really don't believe in opening it up one damn bit. You agree?
Absolutely. No need for us to say anything other than what
more president is saying. You pointed out the difficulty before I got into that. Benefit on that Sherman Adams thing. What do you think? He stayed above that. Truman got in with him. He would have defended his, Jerry Herring. He would have said nothing. can have a bridge, so you can't have them there. What about the Marlowe's, can't go on the bridge and worry. Just like what happens to them. It's a very big difference. Every administration is subjected to charges. Very few of them. What matters, however, is not that the charge is made, but that it is proved. In the current case, the Trump administration, Alger case went to jail, and others, the 5% of cases went to jail. And the charges, in other words, were proved. In this case, charges have been made, none of them proved. What's your next question, gentlemen? See my point? Don't you think that's a good little way to make? The other difference is from the administration as far as personal gain. It wasn't worth much, but in this administration, nobody saved his own take. That's another point. I'll listen, if you will, of the eyes at this time, the quantity, most friendly, members of the department understand. I got it, I usually play with an influential one. I mean, try to find three or four calls and radio, like the voice for you. But I'm thinking of people like Nick Tankish and Andrew Lincoln and Dave Wilson and so forth and so on. The one that I'm thinking in terms of things that we can do for people, nice things that we can do. You give me that list. You gave me one before, but I want you to update it. Right. I don't care about the ones that are bad. I just want to know those.
You just want the most ones.
Yeah. Not for life, for example. I put Malinoff on, even though he's, out and out. Basically, personally, I mean, that you consider it personally not unfriendly. Let's put it that way. You could say personally friendly. Maybe they're five. And then you could say personally not unfriendly. And there you could even include the wire service guy like Carmere. I don't consider him unfriendly.
No, he's not. I don't consider him
unfriendly.
Or Gaylord Shaw.
I know wire service people generally are not unfriendly. They have to be very, very objective. That group,
you want to
hell no. Next week. Take a week. I don't want to go. I want to start right at 3. So for you, or they will not expect you before 3.
Well, they expect me right at 3. They come in just about that time. So I can start making 2 minutes after.
I'm 5. You can go in at 3 to
you. I'll go in at 3 and say, gentlemen, President Adam.
I'll start at 5 after 3, and then we should cut. You don't think you should go over there and tell you?
I'll have to cut.
Huh?
I'll have to cut it. They're
sure that they're getting any squealing around. Who was at some place last time?
Deacon.
The fellows generally do not feel that way. They want to go on. Becomes rather non-productive. I don't think you gain much by having a 45-minute conference.
Corey would cut it off. 30 minutes long.
Yeah. But as soon as you've had 34 minutes, he cuts it off.
And if he doesn't, for some reason, either I can say, gentlemen, we have time for one more question, or you can say, I'll say, gentlemen, the president's scheduling the meeting.
We start at 5 after, we should be making 30 to 35 minutes. Let Carmere say in 30 minutes after it's gone, a full 30 minutes after it starts, and he would cut it. A full 30 minutes, though, I don't mean for the time, because that will not filibuster. They're all vanished in, just all over the lot. Does he have the respect of the press people as an individual? I know they like him, but they respect him. God,
I'm
fine.
I'm sorry.
I turned around out of there on the bus.
I don't.
But they don't give a shit. They're just like people. How are you? You see him, or how do you know he's there?
Well, in the news office.
What did he say about
6,000 people?
He's talking about other actions.
So those are all the Democratic candidates that have been settled, you added up 509? You said all of the Democratic senators running for office have been in the United States Senate in 9 years. The question is, why haven't they done something in 9 years to make more tax?
No popular.
Well, the economy must be so perish probably.
Well, you probably go work in the real estate. Congress. Is it fair to the South?
Separately. He had to hit a bus with 50 kids on it and cut it right in two and killed about three high school kids.
What the hell was the bus doing on the railroad?
Well, it was going to school, driving to school, it was going across the crossing.
I can't say the bus is supposed to stop on the railroad.
It was a crossing mark that didn't have any flash.
Must have been a slow train and only killed two.
Well, I think it was going slow, but it drove it to, I guess, 40 yards down the track. But it cut it in two, and the kids were all thrown out all over the lake. And cut off the same side. Two killed. It wasn't the slow train of the bus.
Was?
It was not.
Thank God. How do you get to the people out of that? Anybody?
I was asked that.
I'm not studying it. I know what I thought
I said. I said that. I was asked whether or not the president felt the separate education was equal to education. I said, no, the president felt separate education is equal education. I said, matter of fact, Brown, you know, the Supreme Court ruled.
But you cannot say that a black school is inferior. That's the other one.
That's right. But that's why they were driving it. That they were, see, they'll ask that question to attempt to make their charge and substantiate their charge that your effort is to go back to pre-1954. See, they're not asking you to get into whether or not the Vienna school should be upgraded. They don't know what they're doing. You go talk to them about this. We'll talk about busing or to achieve a better education. And how do you do it? What you're suggesting is that you close down every school in the central city. You bus all the children out to suburban schools. How do you accomplish that? You can't do it.
Where they will all be in a minority, where the schools will be run by whites, where the whites will be in a majority, is that true?
Plus the system couldn't happen. In other words, that's a point of choice, basically. Busing cannot achieve that either. In other words, busing cannot achieve that. There's no way to develop the transportation system.
The last time I will give them one in the office, I think we just about mentioned that up, you know, that it was much good. I mean, I think it's a good one to do now, because it's not certainly get out of the way. But now, as we get closer to the campaign, I think we are going to call them the road. We will now go on a monthly basis and telegraph about it, except for the month we're in Russia. I will do one about April 4th, or do one about May 4th. Russian,
wonder when am I returning the money?
After the Democratic convention. It raises serious questions as to whether the press conference is still going to be important. My general feeling is the press conference is going to be handled in an uncertain situation.
Standpoint.
You see, I could have one. I've got to do something in August.
So you can't forget either the option.
Yeah, but the difficulty with that, though, that is to report you to all the members. They then can select out whoever they want to serve. No, no, I'm never going to do that, because you're going to be televised, or it's going to be an honest one. And I agree with you, not really. If the audience can be helpful to someone.
In the office, any further? No, I think that the live schedule. Makes sense.
Watch a month is public to me.
I think some use of the sort as you have done, as you did yesterday.
Oh, that sort of thing, please.
It is good to do. And then I think the other is you move through the campaign. Opportunities for shorter sessions, you have one point to make.
Reduce the price of the announcement from for a limited.
That's what I mean.
Limited question. Format it. Useful at times. But in the month of August, it's going to be hard enough to see one. With the Democratic convention and our convention, we're going to have.
See, the press conference from the press conference from the White House, even during that period, certainly is a contrast. It's a contrast between.
But also, even then, in that period, you might consider having one.
White House is better, but still San Clemente, the Western White House, is a good location too. Matter of fact, I mentioned to Bob that when you go out, if you do, next month or two, it would be a good location to do one.
Probably, we don't plan to go out if we can now. So I won't go out to San Clemente now. That's a time that I'm going to ask everybody to take a good damn good vacation. There's no reason to try to fight that for at least that period.
That's your problem. Let them. You hope they'll go back to
They'll have quite a gaggle of people that young people who are black and the red breeze in town. Just so we can get into our subject of having this international press conference.
Satellite press conference. Yes, we've discussed that.
I wonder if that's in the building. That would be very good. But on the other hand, this puts me in this position of answering foreign policy questions to world leaders, which is what we want, you know, rather than being fully varied by a bunch of White House reporters.
After the trip to the Soviet Union, I think something we're definitely considering.
I've stayed off of them.
Did he have a specific time to do
that? They want us to be the first one on the foot. You know, you might do that then.
After the return to the Soviet Union.
Put that down and discuss it with Bob. That might be a very good way to handle that rather than doing a press conference here.
Oh, yeah.
comment just then.
Yeah.
I would like to be a little as aggressive as he is. I'm very much tempted to at times, but I don't think Ron, even though he does it nicely, I don't think I can go run over him quite as hard.
No.
Do you agree or not?
Absolutely. His personality is
comes off very hard.
Manners
very hard.
For example, this morning, he's one, just as he cannot, his personality does not lend itself to pulling, approach. He's one of the few people I know of who could have picked up those charges this morning. That was phenomenal. And he's sitting there and they ask him one question. Within 2 minutes, he had every line out, including the last visit to me he had. Before going any further, all of a sudden he had on the screen these charts. He was holding them up. It's pointing to the decline and so forth. He went on to another question. He said, I have another chart on that. Well, it just was a long term of the charts. So the line is going down. And he got the point across the right back. Filibuster himself. In a way, which he got around by saying, I want to keep my answer short. And then he talked.
Advocate.
He's not getting as much.
Well, I know. How does he do it in person? Well, he loves students. He got off some real good one liner up there in California. He started to go on IQ.
I think
you don't like
it. Well, I don't dislike it. I vice president, generally from the news standpoint, I think this is a hard thing to do with the way it's reported. It comes off more on the defensive than it does on the offensive. And I think that, off the party in power sheet on the offensive. And I don't know if it's a matter of technique as much as it is the combination of technique and the fact that you generally hit the questions and lead to a defensive response. But I'd like to see more on the offense.
You realize that Humphrey and Meany are open to one question. Part of the economy that is controlled, those prices are all moved down, right?
Yes, sir.
Really? The part that's not controlled, food, provisions of dollar and cash, the part of escalation this month. I'll say that, and I'm going to say, but we're very disappointed. I mean, after all, people with many families, that's a major part of their bill. And I know that, and that's why I'm very happy, very glad that price commission is going to investigate this. Profit margins are too great. Middlemen are making too much. Can't make the farmer escape those who are going one third. I'm going to look into that one third. Make that hard. That's not very good.
Close on that. Margins and profits.
Come down. We'll have to find a stronger way to kind of handle problems.
It's easy for a critic to pick out one figure out of the full series and out of 10 and claim failure, but you have to look at the overall picture and show positive progress. And that's what we're interested in. In other words, make good points. That's exactly what we're doing. Everyone who's claimed failure of the pay board, everyone who's claimed failure of the economic policy is basically on 5.5%. Nothing else they can't point to.
Because even including the 5.5%, it's less than it was before overall.
Right, 6%.
Getting 6 months.
That's right. 3 to 6 months is better than last 6 months. The next 6 months are going to be better than those 6 months. Maybe 5 minutes before, you should tell Cormier and his commissary that whoever's the guy that I'll call on, who Cormier first, I think I ought to do wire services first. Gurney of Florida, please. Public be damned. No more we couldn't let business get away with that in the latter part of the 19th century. We're not going to let labor get away with it in the latter part of the 20th century. Okay. All right. Well, good luck and thank you. Bye.